We are up to Simin Shin Nun Zayin, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Now, there's a new halacha here. The Mishnah Berurah pretty much explains it in the first Sif Katan. And that is that we're dealing with the issue of pouring out water. We're talking about the used water, where people used to pour it out of their chatzeris into the Rishus HaRabim, which, of course, on Shabbos is problematic. If you poured it into the chatzer, but you know that it's going to go into the Rishus HaRabim, you have, in a sense, poured it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal said the following. Chazal said that if you're pouring it into your chatzer that is capable of absorbing all of the water that you're pouring out, then you don't really care if it's going to end up in the Rishus HaYochid, in the Rishus HaRabim or not, and that's going to be mutter. However, if your chatzer is incapable of absorbing all of that water, then it's going to be also. We're talking about a chatzer, at least at this point, where there's a dirt floor. We'll learn about other materials a little bit later. So Chazal went ahead and said that the amount of water that people use is the shear of sosayim. We're actually going to learn about what sosayim is in a later simon. But they said that you use sosayim of water. How much ground do you need to absorb sosayim? And that is 4 by 4 amas. If you have 4 amas by 4 amas, 16 square amas, that is enough to absorb sosayim of mayim, which is the amount of wastewater that is produced over one day. Says the Mechaber, chotzer shepchusu midalar al dalar amas, a chotzer that is not 4 by 4 amas, she's smuch al Rishus HaRabim and is next to the Rishus HaRabim, ein shofkin letocha mayim b'shabes b'mos hachama. So Chazal did not allow you to pour water in it b'mos hachama. Why b'mos hachama? During the rainy season, your chotzer is full of water anyway. It's full of mud anyway. You don't mind if the water ends up staying in the chotzer. Where is it that you insist that the water either be absorbed, or if it's too much for it to be absorbed, that it actually end up in the Rishus HaRabim? That would only be in the summer. So Chazal said, in the summer, you cannot pour any water because eventually you're going to come to be spilling out so much water that you're going to want it in the Rishus HaRabim. Kevan she'ein bal dalar amis, ein sasayim mayim, sha'adam osu lishtamish b'chol yom ro'ili voleva. Since it is not dalar amis by dalar amis, then the sasayim of water that most of the average person uses every day is not going to be absorbed into it. V'heve kilu shofech l'Rishus HaRabim, and it's as if that you're pouring it into the Rishus HaRabim. L'kach tzorech lasas guma, so what do you have to do? Yes, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah mentions it's obvious that if you have some kind of sewer system that's under your ground, that's not in Rishus HaRabim, obviously it's mutter. We're talking about where what they used to do is pour the water on the ground, and that would eventually end up in the Rishus HaRabim. So what do you have to do if it's summer, it's Imos HaChama, you don't expect rain, you want to keep your chatzer clean, and your chatzer is not large enough for it to be able to absorb all of the water? So l'kach tzorech lasas guma, shetei chalola machzek es sasayim. What you have to do is you have to make some kind of cavity that is capable of holding sasayim. Says the Rama, Hagav v'chol guma shi chatzi ama al chatzi ama barum shlosha chumshei ama, any kind of cavity that is a half ama by a half ama by 3/5 of an ama machzek es sasayim, that can hold sasayim. So beinim yasena b'fnim b'chotzer o b'chutz, whether you make it actually in the chotzer itself or even outside the chotzer, ella shem yasena b'chutz, if it is right outside your chotzer, but it's in the Rishus HaRabim, the halach is tzorech l'chasosa b'nesorim, you have to cover it with planks of wood, k'dei shetehem mokum p'tur, so that it should be a mokum p'tur, v'yiplu hamayim miyado l'mokum p'tur, and the water should go into a mokum p'tur. Now, so that means if it's inside your Rishus, so it's part of Rishus HaYochid. If it's right outside your Rishus, it's going to go directly from the Rishus HaYochid into the Makom Ptur. Now, what do the planks of wood have to do with making it into a Makom Ptur? So first of all, the case of the Mechaber, of the Ramah, where it's a half amma by a half amma, so since it's not dalar al dalar, it's a Makom Ptur anyway. We're talking about a Rishus HaRabim, we're not talking about a Carmelis. In a Rishus HaRabim, if you have a Guma that is not 4 by 4, four by four there means 4 by 4 tvachim, not 4 by 4 amas. But this is chatzi amma. An amma is 6 tvachim. which means that a half amma, a chatzi amma, is only three tefachim, which means that it is not dalet al dalet, it is not a makom of 4x4 tefachim, even though it ends up being able to hold sasayim, but it's automatically a makom tur. The answer is because the Ramah is giving you an example, but if you can find something, you can find a different set of dimensions that also holds sasayim, that would be good too. So that area would not be a makom ptur. What turns it into a makom ptur? So if you put planks of wood on it, it's these thin planks of wood that are too thin for people to walk on. No one walks there. Memela would end up being a makom ptur. By the way, the Rambam sheet is that you have to actually build a little booth over it that will not have the dimensions of a Rosh Hasharam. That will be a makom ptur. The yiplu hamayim yodol l'makom ptur, and the water should fall from his hand into a makom ptur. That means he's pouring it directly into that makom ptur. The kiven shi'asa guma yachal lishbach ba kol mal shiyirtze. Once you have a guma, you're allowed to pour into the chotzer whatever you want, because once you have a guma right outside, you don't care if the water goes into the guma or the water goes into the Rosh Hasharabim. So long as you don't mind, if it does not go into the Rosh Hasharabim, it's all right. If it does not hold to sasayim, lo yishbach baklal, you should not pour into it at all. Meaning, even though the only problem is when you're going to pour a lot of water, a little bit of water could be absorbed into your chatzah. Right, say you have a chas that's not 4x4 amas, but a cup of water you can pour into it. The answer is Chazal asked it. Means once it cannot absorb the amount of water that the human being produces in a day, then Chazal asked pouring water into a chatzar next to a Rosh Hasharabim altogether. The yesh b'chatzar dalet al dalet, if it has dalet al dalet, afilu hu arich v'katan, even if it's not a square, it's long and thin, o b'mos hageshamim, or else in yemos hageshamim. We said that Yemos HaGeshamim, a person is not makbid, so that Chazal permitted it. So the halacha is, b'chatzar kol shu, even though it's a small chatzar, mutar lishpach ba kol ma sheyirtze, so you're allowed to pour as much as you want. You don't mind if the whole place turns to mud, because it is muddy at that point of year anyway. Says the Mechaber now, v'chotzer v'achsadra, whether it's your chotzer or an achsadra. What's an achsadra? Pirish bayis sheyesh lo sholesh defanes. It's a wall it's a house that's completely open on one side. V'dofen dalit sh'mamidim bo delas einem gufefes kolikar. The fourth side where you put the entrance and you even put a door there, but it's really an open side. Ela shabarach b'shal bayis kulo. It's open the whole way. Upamim sholosim ba sholosim la ama alaf patzim mikan v'ama alaf patzim mikan. It could be that you have a little bit of a wall here and there, but essentially the fourth wall is open. So that is also not a Rosh Hasharabim. It is mitzaref to your chotzer. That means the dalet amas includes your chotzer and your achsadr. Your achsadr is like the outdoors, since it does not really have full four walls. Kach pirush aruch hu patzim hu ma'at kosel yosher v'shava. A patzim is a little bit of a wall that's straight. She'ein be'echad mem levad dalet amas. So you have a chotzer and an achsadr. Neither of them has dalet amas on its own. Mitzar from the dalet amas, you can be mitzar of the two of them, lahater lishbok b'hem, to pour water in either one of them. Says the Ramah now, Hago, v'hu adin shtei dutyol shalifnei beiz aliyas, v'aleim maziv v'shiroi amayim livlo b'hem. You have two apartments, one on one floor, one on the other floor. And they have in front of them like a little porch. And that porch has a ceiling. You know, it's covered, and that ceiling is made of something absorbent, for example, concrete. Im heim smuches zol lezo mitzdarfes. The halach is if they're near each other, they are mitzdarf. You still have an area we can. Means as long as all together in this complex, you have 4x4 amis that's capable of absorbing. That's good enough. V'medvar mamurim b'chotzer asmuchel urshus harabit. Aval mi smuchel karmelis. What happens if outside your Rishus HaYochet, outside your Chotzer, there's a Karmelis, afilik tanahar beinetzricha guma afil b'mosachama? There, Chazal did not require a guma altogether. They allowed you to pour your water in your Chotzer and let it go into the Karmelis. And they said that since a person needs to be able to pour out the water, they were matur at a Karmelis as a derabbanan. Now, Lamaisa, we will later see that the Carmelis itself is actually a Machlokas HaPoskim.